Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 21 for June 21st, 2020. I'm now 3 weeks into Audio Mo. And a few other people, I've seen a few people from Audio Mo post about where they got their Twitter name, so I thought I would do that. My Twitter name is DHS Darcy, if somehow you got to this without seeing it on Twitter. And the reason I have that is because back in 2005, early 2005, Holly, my girlfriend, and I decided to start doing a podcast. And we decided to call it The Darcy and Holly Show. There were a lot of the something and something show back then, and so we decided to do that. So, excuse me, we started to sort of abbreviate it as DHS sometimes. And shortly after that, a few months after that, we kept hearing more and more about Gmail. And, oh, my watch is trying to tell me something, but it can wait. If you remember back then, back in like 2004, 2005 timeline, when Gmail just came out, you had to have an invitation. And, you know, we kept hearing all this stuff about Gmail and how, like, Gmail, you know, it was the future of email. It was, like, the next level of email. There were, like, blogs and podcasts and all kinds of different things. You know, teaching probably videos on whatever people were doing videos on before YouTube. Because I don't think YouTube was around yet. But anyway, all about how Gmail was the next level and here's how you should learn how to use it because it's a whole different thing. So eventually we decided we wanted to get Gmail accounts. And so we asked on the podcast if somebody could send us invitations. And somebody did. Unfortunately, after this length of time, I don't remember who it was. But whoever it was, you know, it was obviously definitely appreciated. And we thought that we might use the Gmail accounts for podcast-related things. We weren't really sure what we were going to do with them. Neither of us were. We just thought, you know, we should see what this Gmail thing is all about. So, we each decided to do DHS in our names. So, DHS Darcy, and she's DHS Holly. And that just sort of stuck. You know, when it came time to get into Twitter, which I think it was 2008, maybe April of 2008, and just decided to use that, since I'd used it for other things, for my Twitter. So, which is, you know, a lot of times people wonder what that's all about. There was one time when I was communicating with somebody over Twitter, and they weren't really sure what the name was all about, and I don't know whether they seriously thought this or not, but they said that they thought it might have been, like, the Department of Homeland Security, because I know they, like, their whole, I think, isn't it DHS.gov is their URL? So, I am not part of the Department of Homeland Security, so yeah, I'm not, nothing to do with that. It just stands for Darcy and Holly Show, which someday, I'd like to relaunch that, because it was kind of fun to have a podcast, like, well, sort of like this, where there wasn't, like, a specific hard, fast topic you could just talk about. We just talked about whatever, and it's a lot easier to do that with another person than on your own. I have a lot of respect for people who podcast regularly on their own, or do YouTube videos on your own, or any sort of thing where you're doing it on your own without, you know, somebody to bounce stuff off of, because it's hard. Like, it's hard coming up with things to talk about, and it's also hard to, or at least it's hard for me, I shouldn't say, cause, like, there are some people who are naturals at it, but, you know, just hard to talk, you know, it's easier to, when you've got somebody else to work off of, it's easier to kind of engage and stuff. So, anyway, that's neither here nor there, but that's how I got my Twitter name, and so I will be back with more tomorrow. Take care, everyone.